what happens? The decorations? Okay, all these beautiful things that begin to happen in the places that we find ourselves in, our homes filled with decorations, and they take us back into a place of amazing feeling. It's that sort of feeling of the expectation and magic, the harmony and beauty that becomes a part of our Christmas experience. And I know for me, a lot of that goes back to my experience as a child. And I have a twin sister, so the two of us were corralled waiting for Dad to get the camera all set up so we could appropriately appear at the right time and have and pictures would snap as we discovered the Christmas tree and Santa Claus's presence. And I can still remember a Christmas where I had just strapped on each hip a big cap pistol, and I could pull it out and shoot the guns out of any bad guy's hands. And for those of you who are less have less years than I do, it was the early experience of superheroes. We just hadn't developed a bunch of them yet. Okay. So, but that the magic that the child experiences, but there's a whole different magic that happens, isn't there? There's a deeper feeling that it's about, and we touch that in the creche and the manger scene, and the story of the birth of the baby Jesus, and it's beautiful, and that has its own magic. There's a feeling. One of the things that I realized as I tried to understand that story as a child was that I didn't understand it. And I can't say at this point, having studied it for many years, that I understand it yet. But what I found was that the feeling, that magic, kept pulling me back into the experience that this is about. And over the years, I have found my love for that story, for the spiritual experience that is Christmas, has grown. And as I began to understand it very differently, not as a story in history, but as a present story, a present picture of a very powerful evolution of consciousness that was taking place in humankind, that we keep being drawn back to because it takes place through us. And this experience of Christmas is a part of that invitation to create greater consciousness in the world. And that's a magical thing. It's beautiful and it is profound. Now, today when I look at that story, I realize that there is something in that story that is crucial. It's something that its presence is the very power that causes it all to happen. Because there's many things in there. We have symbols of shepherds, of the baby Jesus. We have the experience at the inn and the wise man. But if we look at the story, understanding, of course, that every symbol in that story is a part of us, that it's our story, the story of the unfoldment of our souls, that it is the story in the experience of awakening of consciousness. Okay, so what happens is, in that story, be aware that there is a moment that causes it to take place. And that moment is captured in the experience of Mary. This amazing symbol of the spiritual receptivity of the soul. Now, many of you know when we look at spiritual symbols and we see the feminine, that we're looking at a symbol of feeling. But this is far more than that. That this is deeper because she provides this deep, beautiful image of ourselves, of this spiritual capacity of our soul to receive. Let me share her experience as it's captured in the Gospel of Luke. God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your words be fulfilled in me." Then the angel left her. So a place within us, our Mary. She's described as a virgin, which is a term that references the purity of that part of the soul, that which is deeper within us than that which is caught in mind and emotion. A deeper center place of purity within us. And it is the angel that brings this message. In other words, within this capacity that each of us has, there is the receptivity to higher idea and purpose. That the angel is that symbol of that which descends from higher consciousness within us into that which we are living and experiencing in our lives. So it is this powerful movement within us. Just take a deep breath for a moment. And just, I invite you to open to this simple idea that within each of us, within you, is a receptivity within your soul, within who you really are, that magnificent spiritual being that chose to enter into this life experience. And that you receive from that higher purpose, that higher consciousness within your being, direction which brings forth greater consciousness in the earth. That is true for each of us. And the truth is, you've done it before. Maybe it's a little easier if we let me share with you an experience. This is a young woman, she's 19 at the time this happened. And her she had been the friends of a boy she'd known in school, and she hadn't had much connection with him over the last couple of years, but this young man had been murdered. And of course, when you know someone who has gone through that experience, it impacts you. And so we're looking at it sometime 9 months after that had happened. So we've got a young woman who has been touched by this event. Though again, it wasn't someone close in her life. It wasn't someone that she had been with in the last couple of years. But suddenly something happened within her. She received an urge that felt so right she had to act on it. And so she went to the house of that boy's family. Now the boy's name was Greg. Okay, and Greg's mother and sister, which she didn't know at the time, but they were putting up the Christmas tree. And it was a very difficult time because this was their first Christmas impacted by this tragic death of the son. And the mother was struggling because in the son's, it was the choices that the son had made in that last year or so of his life that had taken him into an environment, into a world where violence and murder was present. And as she looked at that, part of what happened for her was the feeling of guilt that she had not raised him to be able to make those good decisions. That it was her failure that had resulted in the loss of his life. Painful struggle for a mother. And there's a knock on the door as they're trying to decorate the Christmas tree. And the younger sister goes and opens it. And the sister sees Gloria, this young woman, and invites Gloria in. Now, Gloria introduces herself by saying, I'm a friend of Greg's. And immediately there's a strong reaction on the mother's face because those people that they found to be his friends are not people that they want present in their lives. But then she explains that she hadn't seen him for several years, but back before, 3 years ago, when they were young and they were in school together, and Greg was one of the first people that she dated. And so she just wanted to tell them what a wonderful time it was. And she began to talk about the qualities that she experienced in Greg, about how supportive and caring he was, about how gentlemanly and, you know, as they began entering this greater social world together. And as she talked about Greg, something began to happen for her, for the mother. The mother began to be able to remember the beautiful qualities of her son. She began to remember this young man and all that beauty and character and quality of his being that was there, that was part of her ideal for him, that she'd been able to support him in becoming. And the guilt that she carried began to heal. Now, that healing, that greater wholeness for the mother and the daughter took place because that young woman was receptive and listened. She listened to that urge. She listened to that direction. And she said, yes, I'm willing. Now, it wasn't something that she'd been able to do before this. But at that moment, something within her took her into an expression. Now, she had no idea what it was about. But its result was a greater consciousness. In this case, a consciousness of wholeness and healing where there had been pain and suffering. A greater consciousness. Now, in the Christmas story, Jesus is the picture of that greater consciousness. But it's Mary's yes that makes a difference. We might have a very different Christmas story if she'd have said no. And you, if this kind of thing within yourself, you may remember a few times when those decisions came up and you said yes. And I can remember some times when I said no. Okay, it's a choice that we have. And this invitation into this greater self. Now, I want to share it with you from a different teacher. Lao Tzu from the Tao Te Ching. Do you have the patience to wait until your mud settles and the water is clear? Can you remain unmoving till the right action arises by itself? Okay, now what I love is do you have the patience to wait until your mud settles and the water is clear? That's the virgin. That's the purity. Are we willing to have the patience with ourselves to get to that place where we are receptive? The patience with ourselves. Can you remain unmoving till the right action arises by himself? So this is a little different. We often talk about intuitive insight. Oh, yes, I see how to do this differently, how to take care of that. That kind of flow of inner direction. This is different. We're talking about a deeper level of the self when we go and we look at Mary. We're talking about this beautiful receptive quality of the soul that remains unmoving until the right action, that angelic touch, that which is really higher consciousness, that greater wholeness seeking to express through us. As the child expressed through Mary. Now, in the symbols here, I know that it's pretty easy for the women sitting here to identify with Mary and with that deep intuitive capacity. Okay, it's a little more challenging for some of us guys, okay? But what happens, it's important to be aware that each of us has that deep intuitive quality within us. It's not whether you're male or female. It's that the nature of the soul is both male and female in that it is receptive and expressive. And we're actually talking about that deep receptivity that then moves into expression. But not just any. When that right action moves through us, that's that divine direction, that's that angelic touch, that deeper understanding. Now, comes to something very, very simple, doesn't it? It's when you're touched within, in that receptive place, do we say yes? Are we willing? And we say, yes, I am willing. Now there's a real challenge in that. For one, we do not know what will be created. Gloria didn't know that this was about healing for the mother. I'm sure Mary had no idea what was about to happen. But what happens is it feels right. That's what I love about Lao Tzu's capture of that moment. It feels right. And our role is, yes, I am willing. Join me. Yes, I am willing. It's so simple. Yes, I am willing. We are opening to be a spiritual instrument of greater wholeness, of greater consciousness. Again, yes, I am willing. Yes, I am willing. Yes, I am willing. Now, I wish that I could say that this is, as you've probably experienced in other Christmases, that, you know, this, the beautiful images of Mary and the in, that appear in the manger scenes that fill our lives, they're kind of that stimulus, that recognition that helped us do it, and so we're in another year of doing it. I don't think that's even close. I don't think this year is like any other year. And I don't think that the need is like any other need. We are at a time, and we know that we are at a time of amazing change in consciousness. We are at a time when, because of that change, we are very conscious of a world in great struggle, of pain and violence and issues coming up within our collective consciousness. Part of us. There's no us and them in it. They're just us. And the part of us that is here that says, I am a conscious spiritual being. Yes, I am willing to do the spiritual work that my soul came here to do. And it's my belief that every time, however, whatever form that angel brings that message to our hearts, we have the opportunity to let that amazing power and love create a greater consciousness. So I would ask you, particularly because it's easier to stay conscious of this at Christmas, because of the feelings that are there, because of the images that are there, because of the presence of Mary and so many different things that we hear and see. To hold that place of greater openness and receptivity. To when that touch is in your heart. Yes, I am willing. Because I know you will. And I know its importance. Thank you.